Jesus love is very wonderful. Jesus love is very wonderful. Jesus love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high I can't get over it. So low I can't get under it. So wide can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus love is very wonderful. Jesus love is very wonderful. Jesus love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high can't get over it. So low can't get under it. So wide can't get round it. Oh, wonderful.
Hello and welcome to this holy half hour with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. I'm just dying to tell you about the most amazing experience I've just had. I've been to Bible World. No, not the Middle East, but round the corner from my house, about 100 yards from the manse, right here in Saltcoats, in the grounds of St Matthew's Academy. Bible World is the Scottish Bible Society's mobile exhibition, which tours round Scotland all year promoting the Bible. It's specially designed for young people in primaries 5, 6 and 7 and secondary 1, but believe me, it also blows the socks off adults. Bible World comes in the form of a huge articulated lorry, which is like Doctor Who's TARDIS. It feels much bigger inside than it looks on the outside. And inside, it is so high-tech with films, computers, interactive elements and so on. Someone very generously left £250,000 in their will to the Scottish Bible Society to promote the Bible among young people, and this is an excellent way of doing just that. The running cost for this week in Saltcoats was met by all the congregations in the town. Isn't it wonderful that Roman Catholics and Protestants of all kinds can all unite in the promoting of the Bible? And thanks to the church people's generosity, it meant that all the local schools could come to Bible World for free. Each pupil even got a present of a Gospel of Luke and the Acts of the Apostles. Everyone was working together to spread the gospel or good news which we read in the Bible, namely that Jesus loves us. How do we know that? Because the Bible tells us so, as does Michael Card in his version of the song.
Jesus loves me, I know it's true, because he died for me, and he died for you. When I think of all the pain he went through, I want the world to know, and I want to shout the news. Jesus loves me, this I know. It's not just the Bible tells me so. I can feel it in my soul. Jesus loves me, this I know. Jesus loves me, how can it be that the only Son of God should care for me, to take away my sin and set me free, to take my life and make it all it's meant to be. Jesus loves me, this I know. It's not just the Bible that tells me so. I can feel it in my soul. Jesus loves me, Jesus loves me, He loves you too. You can't understand it all, just believe it's true. He'll take away your old heart, give you one that's new. You feel the walls come down as His love comes breaking through. Jesus loves me, this I know. It's not just the Bible that tells me so.
It was very interesting to watch the young people's faces as they boarded the Bible World trailer. One by one, they were gobsmacked. One of them articulated what the others were feeling. He gasped, "Wow, it's not what I expected." "What did you expect?" I asked. "Oh, some person standing and talking about the Bible." It was lovely to watch the eyes sparkle and the minds open and the keen interest and excitement. So come on, come with me right now and experience it for yourself. So let's board Bible World. Now I have with me Fiona McGill, who's the coordinator of Bible World. So welcome to Saltcoats. It's nice to have you. Have you been a few places just before you came here?
Yes, we were in Cumbernauld 2 weeks ago and Dalgety Bay last week.
And you travel all year sort of thing?
Yes, during the school term we travel all around. We're usually out around about 40 weeks out of the year, and there's two coordinators, so that means I'm out on the road for around about 20 weeks out of the year. Yeah.
So this week in Saltcoats, what's the battle plan? Who do you hope to be entertaining this week?
Well, we've got a lot of the primary schools coming in, and also one of the secondary schools has got some classes coming in. The teachers also really enjoy their visits here. So we've got around about 300 children coming through the trailer this week. So the battle plan is to catch every single one of them.
So it is quite an amazing trailer. Would you like to sort of briefly outline for the listeners kind of what's inside this TARDIS?
We have six areas on the trailer. We have the aeroplane, we've got the Quizmaster, the museum, the spaceship, the music quiz, and last is the library. We also have a short film that we show the children when they come on board at the beginning, which just introduces them to the concept that God is all around us all the time, and that He's actually looking for a relationship with us.
See, when the kids are not here, do you sometimes have a wee shot yourself?
I have to admit that I do. I love watching the clips on the spaceship. They take you back to some really fascinating clips about the crucifixion, and also about some other topics that children hear about at school an awful lot, but don't hear the Christian side of that. And there's some really good short clip films there. I have to admit, I do like watching them myself, yes.
And when you've got all these pupils and teachers going through week after week, have you had any interesting feedback from them?
Well, the teachers are always amazed that we have been able to make the Bible so interesting for children. Well, we work on the 5 to 14 curriculum for schools, so everything that they learn here is linked in with their schoolwork, and the teachers really appreciate that because we're helping them to bring the Bible more alive to the children, which is really what we feel as the Bible Society is extremely important for these children. So that's the main feedback, is that teachers and also children are so amazed that it's so interesting to learn about the Bible and about God.
Do you think there's many folk who start off not very interested in the Bible who end up maybe going home and reading a Bible or buying a Bible? Have you had any feedback in that sense?
Yeah, we have. We actually give the children, all the children get a copy of one of the Gospels and of Acts on their way out. And we do know that they read these. We actually, in Dalgety Bay last week, when the children went back to school, it was a wet interval, so they weren't allowed to go outside to play. And when the teacher came back from her playtime, the children were all in the classroom reading Luke's Gospel when she came back. So we know for a fact that the children do read the books when they take them away.
So let's get started. Where will we go first? I know. Let's take off with my favourite section, the flight simulator. Take a seat on board the aeroplane, a window seat if you prefer, fasten your seatbelt, and prepare to take off all round the world to see how people in other countries treasure the Bible. First stop is China, then Malawi, then Peru. Now, let's explore the library in Bible World. There are Bibles in all sorts of different languages. It's amazing to think of how the Bible has been translated into so many languages. But there are still many people today who cannot read the Bible in their own language. Here's a Bible in the original Hebrew and in the Greek language. Or how about this one? It's in Chinese. We have 26 letters in our alphabet, A to Z. The Chinese have 50,000 letters or characters to work with. The library also highlights the fact that the Bible is not just one book, but is itself a library of 66 different books. It includes all kinds of writing. There's fact, fiction, romance, adventure, history, law, poetry, wisdom, and so on. Yet it can also be classed into one book because it's all about one theme: God's dealings with us, or put another way, Jesus loves us. Do you know the names of all the books of the Bible, and in the right order? Ian White does.
Joshua and Judges.
Now where'll we go? Let's try the interactive quiz section of Bible World. How's your Bible knowledge? Guess which book was the first book ever printed? Yes, you're right. Which book is the world's bestseller of all time? Yes, you've got it. And which book has been translated into about 2,000 languages? My, you are good. There are also some very interesting hands-on exhibits in this section, like this real crown of thorns. Watch your fingers. Then there is the music quiz, which connects music and Bible stories. Do you want a wee shot right now? Right then, here's Ian White singing about a few characters in the Bible.
Once there was a house, a busy little house, and this is all about the busy little house. Jesus Christ had come, teaching everyone, so everyone had run to the busy little house. Everyone was there, you couldn't find a chair, in fact you had to fight for air in the busy little house. A man who couldn't walk was carried to the spot, but the place was chock-a-block in the busy little house. Once upon a time there was a man called Noah, and Noah was a man God loved. And one fine day God said to this man Noah, I am going to send a flood. The waters will come down, and everything will drown. But you are going to build a boat. So
listen to a story. Heard it once before about a farmer sowing seed in the country long ago. Some fell on the pathway with people walking by, and the birds came down and ate it up and flew up to the sky. So if you have ears to hear me, if you have eyes to see, if you have understanding, then listen well to me. The secrets of the kingdom are here for you to know. So follow what he tells you and watch as you will grow. He's running down the pavement as quickly as can be with a piece of honey sandwich that used to belong to me. His legs are very tiny, but look at how they go. And if you try to stop him, he might bite you on the toe. Look at the ant. Look at the ant. When Daniel was a young man, he was strong and handsome, intelligent and friendly and brave. And he was very happy living in his homeland. Daniel, you'll be brave. Daniel, you'll be brave. You've been taken far away and made a slave. Daniel, you believe. Daniel, you believe your God is near. So have no fear for Daniel. Your heart is free.
Well, I'm just a shepherd. David is my name. I live in a village called Bethlehem. Brothers are soldiers and the fighting in the war. But I don't understand what the fighting is for. I don't understand what the fighting is for. I go to see my brothers and I bring them cheese and bread. I see Goliath and I hear the things he said. He's big and mean and ugly, he's a very wicked man. But I'm gonna get him if I can. I'm gonna get him if I can. Well, who's gonna win? Tell me, how's it gonna be? Is it gonna be him or is it gonna be me? I'm not very tall and I'm not very wide, but I've got the fire of the Lord inside.
Next, let's try our hand at producing Bibles in the print room. You can write in cuneiform, that is on clay. Before books, before paper, even before scrolls of papyrus, people wrote by scratching on clay. Or how about producing a lovely handcrafted, handwritten copy of the Bible like the monks did in the Middle Ages, one letter at a time, copying word after word? It must have taken forever, but it looks lovely, real works of art. The first book printed was the Bible, and it was done on a Gutenberg printing press. You can use the Gutenberg press yourself. It's much faster than copying by hand. But it can only print one page at a time, so it's still a very slow and laborious process. But it makes a lovely souvenir when you do a one-page, full-colour manuscript. Well, time is running out now. It's always the same when you're enjoying yourself, and there's so much to see. But let's take a quick look at the interactive film studio. And with a quick click or two on our high-tech screen mouses, or should that be mice, let's watch scenes in the life of Jesus. Let's pick the resurrection.
On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood before them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen."
So let's ask one or two people what they think of Bible World. So I'm here in the Bible World studio, and I have with me the Reverend Brian Oxborough, who's one of the ministers fraternal who are sponsoring this exercise. So Brian, representing the other ministers in the fraternal, why did you want to sponsor this exercise?
Well, it's a great opportunity to bring the Bible to the pupils of the schools in a modern way, an interesting way, an exciting way, a different way, something none of them have ever seen or experienced before, and something none of them will ever forget, and hopefully something that they will all take away with them, as well as a copy of part of the Bible.
And now that you've been here to see it for yourself, what do you think of it yourself?
Very clever, very exciting, great fun. I wish I could come back and play with it.
What do you think's your favourite bit?
Oh, I don't know. I would need to go round it properly to answer that, because I've just been footering about. The library at the end with the books of the Bible and the different versions is very interesting.
It is very high-tech and impressive in that way. Do you think the children will enjoy this sort of thing?
Oh, I think they will enjoy it. And I think the teachers will appreciate it as well. I think it'll let the teachers see that the Bible and the Christian faith can be relevant and exciting for every age and generation.
And the beauty of this exercise was it was all denominations, wasn't it, in the town?
Yes, it was. Every church in the town is supporting this, and most churches are able to provide people to help staff it when the children are here, and the schools, as far as they're able, have been very cooperative, so it's been a great exercise.
Right, thanks very much, Brian.
Thank you.
Now, I have with me here Barbara Deans, who's one of the adults who came in the evening to find out more about this. So, speaking as an adult, how did you find it?
I thoroughly enjoyed it. I'm sure the children must have enjoyed it immensely. There's a lot of ideal things for them to see and play with and enjoy through computer work as well, to see what the Bible shows them and the Word of God.
So, of the different stations around the inside the trailer, which bit was your favourite bit?
I think I enjoyed the aeroplane journey through the world. It showed you how people in other countries are desperate to get their hands in Bibles, and we take it for granted that we've got a Bible here, but other people around the world are not getting to see a Bible daily and hear the Word of God.
And you really felt you were flying in a real aeroplane, did you?
Oh, yes.
And can you remember the other bits that you went round? Any other highlights in it?
We started off at the quiz bit. That was good answering questions. Then we went to had a quick look in the library, and then we ended up at the spaceship, and that was good. And I'm sure the kids would have enjoyed trying to work the computer and listening to the stories there. The stories were very good, very precise. Very good.
So, I have another adult with me. So, how did you find it as an adult, Linda?
Very fascinating. Absolutely brilliant.
Which bit did you like best?
I liked the stories about the resurrection and that. It really was brilliant.
You saw it on film?
Yes.
How about the aeroplane ride? Did you like that?
Oh, that was fantastic.
Where did you go to?
Peru, China, Malawi.
And what did you learn about those countries then?
How poor the people were and how they had to work their way through to get the Bibles and that.
Does it make you appreciate your own Bible more now?
Yes, it does. It really does.
So, do you think kids will like this sort of thing?
I think they'll have a fantastic time. It's like being in Disneyland. It's really brilliant.
So, they also have printing presses, I notice. Have you had a hand at that yet?
No, not yet, but I'm just about to.
And you've done the quiz?
Yes.
Interactive quiz?
And the music.
Have you been to the library?
No, I haven't. I'm just about to go there too. Well, the books are lovely.
Hello, I've got Jeanette and Rebecca here, who are two of the adults who came on the Tuesday night. And how did you find this then?
Very, very interesting, and I advise anybody that could go to see it to come and see it, because the children must learn an awful lot from it. I've learnt a lot tonight too.
Yes, I've learned a lot tonight, and also it certainly opens your eyes to what other countries go through and suffer to get a Bible. Simple as that.
A thing that we take for granted maybe in the house, maybe we've got two or three different Bibles in the house. Some places have no Bibles, and looking at these Bibles all in the different languages, it's just amazing.
It's fascinating to see it, especially now I like the Chinese one. I need a magnifying glass to actually read it, but it's very interesting.
And I saw you both interested in the interactive quiz earlier on. How did you get on?
Well, we were doing very well, actually, until we moved to see the what it's all about. That was quite interesting. We were looking in the boxes.
We did not bad.
Yes. And
we were actually studying the boxes underneath, and that was quite moving in itself.
Easter.
What's in the boxes like?
It's you've got like the crown of thorns and different things leading through Easter right up to after, you know, when he comes back and all that. But very interesting, the items that's in it.
So it's hands-on sort of experience?
Yes.
Yeah. And did you try the printing section?
Well, we had thought in that, considering we do a lot of printing at the church, we were just thinking it would take us months to do with parish records. in the intimation sheet. You need your hymns weeks and weeks.
You're talking about the fact they did it in clay at one time and then they printed one page at a time.
That's the one page at a time.
But they also have here the high-tech computer side as well. Yeah. So how does it leave you feeling having seen it all then?
It's fascinating to think, you know, it's worth the effort what they've put into doing this in just one small kind of room. It's certainly helped the children, I think.
Uh-huh. It is a bit like Doctor Who Stardust, isn't it?
That's what I think will fascinate the children more than anything. Just coming in here, it's all modern. Everything's modern. And yet they're learning about the past.
Well, it's Wednesday morning and I'm going to way down to Bible World again to see the Mayfield School pupils arriving and see what they make of Bible World. So I'm here with Mayfield Primary School seeing round Bible World. And I'd just like to ask some of the pupils what they think of the show so far. So how are you getting on?
Good, fine. It's been good so far.
It's been fine. There's a lot of things to do.
What sort of things have you been doing then?
Just what we were in the aeroplane finding out about the countries that was poor. And
which countries did you fly to in this aeroplane?
Africa.
Peru.
So this thing that you're doing just now, can you explain what you're doing here?
To draw the symbols on that from.
It's called cuneiform writing. It's long ago, before there was paper, so it used to write on clay, because you can just rub out and write it again, you see. Right, boys, what are you doing here then? You're filling out your sheets about something.
It's about monks writing the Bible, and most of them wrote it by candlelight.
In the winter, a lot.
Especially when it was darker.
You're talking about the Middle Ages.
Yes.
Yeah, and they wrote it by hand. Very slow business writing a book by hand, eh?
So that was basically your first photocopier.
Yeah. So I've got some more pupils. What do you think of the show so far?
I think it's brilliant. It's really, really fun.
Which bit did you like best then?
I like the music quiz.
All right. What's the music quiz?
You have to, like, it's asking you to listen to music and it, like, says a name in it and you need to figure out what one it is.
It's music to do with Bible stories. All right, Right, and what did you like best about it?
I'm kind of the same. I like the music quiz because, like, you get to learn and listen to a wee bit of music.
Is it jazzy sort of music? So we've heard from some of the pupils, now let's hear from a teacher. This is a new teacher, Miss Ken Muir at Mayfield School.
Bible World offers an interesting, interactive and exciting experience for the children. Pupils really enjoyed exploring in this environment and learned more about Christianity in the process.
Now that was your scripted answer, now give me your off-the-cuff reaction. Did you enjoy yourself?
I did enjoy myself and the children did as well. It was a very interesting experience and I don't think I've ever seen a setup like this before. It's just suited to the age and range of ability of the children and they could really get in about it and get down to the research they were asked to do. So super, well done.
And from a teacher's point of view, does it fit in with the sort of stuff you're supposed to be covering at the school?
Again, it's giving knowledge of Christianity and how Christians live and the help that they give to other people throughout the world. So from that point of view, yeah, it's furthering the children's knowledge and understanding of Christianity. So, yes.
So, how did you enjoy that?
Good.
What did you enjoy best about it?
I don't know.
So, have you any reactions? Did you enjoy Bible World?
Yeah.
You enjoy Bible?
Yeah, it was excellent.
It was great.
Any other comments?
It was fun.
It was fun?
No, it was dead fun.
Very good. Did you enjoy
it? Excellent.
Good.
Best thing in the world.
Best thing in the world.
Brilliant. Good.
Good. All right. What did you think of the show?
Absolutely brilliant.
Good. Did you enjoy that?
Uh-huh.
Good. So, did you enjoy it?
It was really fun.
Good. Any comments about it?
It was absolutely brilliant. I thought it was great.
Good. Any comments?
It was amazing.
Good.
It was the best thing ever. I really liked it.
Right.
I loved it.
Good. And here's one of the helpers. What did you think about it?
It was absolutely enjoyable, most enjoyable.
Good.
Learned lots.
So now that the pupils have gone, I've got one of the helpers here. This is Jim Forsyth. So how did you enjoy the experience?
I enjoyed it very much. The children were very good and moved around when they were told to.
So it was nice for you to get back to school days, you being a former teacher, eh?
Well, I don't know about that. It was interesting to see them at work.
So now that the pupils have gone and you can have the whole place to yourself, which thing do you think you might like a wee shot of?
Oh, the aircraft one. I didn't get anywhere near that.
And I've also got Margaret here. She was also helping. So have you had a nice morning?
I enjoyed it. It was too quick though. Everything just seemed to fly past, you know. The children seemed to enjoy it really. They're very clever, a lot of them, I found anyway.
And what bit was your favourite part?
I liked the first bit.
So you've learned a few things yourself?
Yes.
So I hope you've enjoyed your quick trip round Bible World. If your appetite has been whetted, look out for the mobile exhibition returning, or go to the permanent Bible World exhibition at the Scottish Bible Society, 7 Hampton Terrace in Edinburgh. Fiona McGill tells me that whenever the mobile exhibition returns to any town, the first people to book up are those who have seen it before. I can't wait for the next time myself. Bye for now.